Oh, there's a big earthquake.
Are you still there? Are you still there? Are you still there? I lost you. Are you still there? I lost you. I've lost you.
That's RNZ reporter Bridget Mills, who was doing a phone interview when the 2011 February Christchurch earthquake struck. This afternoon at 1:30, hundreds of thousands of people across the country will drop, cover and hold as part of a nationwide earthquake drill. More than 750,000 people have signed up for the New Zealand Shakeout, which encourages schools, workplaces and households to practice their response to an earthquake or tsunami. I'm joined in the Wellington studio by the Director of Civil Defence and Emergency Management, Sarah Stewart-Black. Morena.
Morena.
Are we earthquake savvy in this country?
Well, look, I think the reality is we have over 20,000 earthquakes each year, most of which aren't felt by New Zealanders, but this is an annual opportunity to practice the right action to take by drop, covering and holding at 1:30.
All right, so that is the essential public education message, so to speak. When it shakes, you're nervous.
Drop, cover and hold. If you're outside, the drop, cover and put your hands over the back of your neck to protect yourself. If you're not able to get under something, then being able to be close to a piece of furniture. So if you're in bed, actually then drop, cover next to the bed with your hands over the back of your neck is the safest place to be. And because, of course, our entire coastline is at risk from tsunami, it's also, for those on the coast, an opportunity to practice their tsunami hikoi. So being able to evacuate inland or uphill, it's a great opportunity to do that today.
We're not testing the sirens, though, are we?
Look, in different parts of the country, they will be doing different practices because not all parts of the country have sirens. The important thing today is that drop, cover, hold, and if they wish to, being able to practice the evacuation inland or uphill from 1:30.
Right. Obviously, with a shake occurs, but and we know what to do there. But people need to actually have earthquake plans, don't they, as well?
Yeah, the most important thing is actually having a conversation. So, great opportunity if you're over your cereal bowl right now is being able to talk about where would you meet if an earthquake occurred at 1:30 this afternoon. For people, a lot of people may be at work, children at school, maybe they're out and about doing jobs in town or at the local shops. It's an opportunity to just check in and just say, actually, where would we meet? How would we know how to contact each other if we weren't able to communicate with cell phones? So it's a great opportunity to have that conversation and make sure everybody in the family or the household is clear about what to do and where you'll meet up.
What are the biggest gaps in our knowledge and our practice?
I think the challenge for us is complacency setting in. We see that when we've had a big earthquake like Kaikoura, that in fact preparedness levels increase, but in fact they deteriorate over time the longer distance we have away from a substantial earthquake. And what we're trying to do is reinforce that this is about the way that we do things in New Zealand all the time, to know that right action to take, to make sure that you're prepared regardless of what time an earthquake or other emergency may occur.
Right. It's not just New Zealand, there's also an international campaign around this,
isn't
there? That's
right. New Zealanders will be part of the 65 million people participating today in Shakeout all over the world. This is a global event, so it's a fantastic way for New Zealand to participate. It happens every year. We now do this on an annual basis to try and help with that reinforcing of key messages. But if you can't do it today, you've still got 2 weeks to sign up to shakeout.govt.nz to be included in those numbers.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Sarah Stewart-Black, who's the Director of Civil Defence and Emergency Management.